Welcome to the Human Flourishing Project. I'm your host, Alex Epstein. Today's episode is entitled The Search for Truly Great Content. Now, you might remember if you've been listening to the show the last 2 weeks, I've actually been talking about some truly great content from a guy named Arnold Bennett, and I want to talk about some more of his content in the future. But this week, I've been having some conversations with friends about truly great content, and it's motivated me in a certain direction. So let me give you a little bit of background. The mission of this show and of the Human Flourishing Project more broadly is to give us reliable access to the knowledge we need to flourish. And the premise is that we don't have reliable access to the knowledge we need to flourish. And this is kind of a weird claim, particularly because there are a lot of companies in the world and organizations in the world whose whole mission is to make knowledge available to anyone about anything. I'd say Google is the biggest one here. And in a sense, it's easy to think, oh, well, we can know anything today on the internet. I mean, you just have access to everything. And yet, when I think about it, it's actually shockingly limited what we have access to. Because for certain kinds of questions, the internet is just amazing. I mean, you take like complex mathematical questions, not that many of you are thinking about those at the moment, probably, but like if you ever use, say, Wolfram Alpha, and I actually met the guy once who created that. Stephen Wolfram was a really cool guy. That you can learn all sorts of things about, say, mathematics, all these things, and certainly the internet and machines can do all sorts of calculations, and then they can locate all sorts of specific facts, and you can learn about the details of any movie or how tall is this person. A lot of historical facts you can learn about, and I don't want to understate it because there are tons and tons of things that we can learn about and that are valuable to learn about. But when I think about my life and the issue of flourishing, which means that I want my life to be really good materially and mentally. I want it to be good throughout life. Most of the decisions that I need to make in my life, most of the issues that I feel like I need a good understanding of, are really hard to get a good understanding of on the internet. And I've talked about this before, but say nutrition, it's just really hard to have a good idea about what should I put in my body to make my body, say, have a lot of energy and last a lot longer than it otherwise would, if that's even possible. When I start to look on the internet for that, I just find an endless ocean of conflicting claims. Sometimes it's easier to be more confused than when I started. And sometimes you might think about, say, a medical problem, and that's in a similar kind of field to nutrition, and then just having no idea, okay, what do I do about my eye? My eye feels this way. What's the best thing? And it's hard to figure out anything like that. Or relationships, like what's good relationship guidance? Maybe I read an article on Medium and it's by some expert, and then that seems good. But then I always think, well, what would someone else who disagrees with this say? I remember I was reading recently or listening recently to a podcast about antidepressants, and the person was very anti-antidepressants and seemed to have this just completely impregnable argument. And then I thought, well, I know some smart people who prescribe antidepressants, so I'll ask them. And then they had a really good counter to this argument. And what I just got at in terms of asking a second person about it gets toward what I think is part of the key to having the internet, really the world of knowledge, really help us with the big issues that we need to make decisions about. And these are, I'll often call these like crucial, complex, confusing issues. So they're crucial, they're crucial to our lives, but they're complex. They involve all these different variables. Sometimes they involve different fields. People talking about them have different values. And for those reasons and many others, they can be very confusing. So with these crucial, complex, confusing issues, what can we consume intellectually to give us better chance of making decisions that will improve our lives? And I think actually the offline world has a lot of values in it has a lot of good practices for this in it that the online world doesn't incorporate enough. And today I want to talk about a little mini way in which our little online world is in the Human Flourishing Project community, or anyone who wants to participate in what I'm going to talk about, in which we can help get ourselves some content that's going to hopefully help us make a lot of better decisions about important things in life. So one aspect of life that I think is a pretty good one to emulate if we can, it's not the one I'm going to talk about this week, but I'll mention it, is just the idea in medicine of a second opinion. So if I'm going to a doctor for something and I ask the doctor, hey, I'm experiencing this, if I can go to a second doctor or a third doctor, that can be incredibly valuable. Say like with the issue of antidepressants. And this is something I've mentioned before in my 20s. I experienced some severe anxiety, and this was a real question that I had to ask, and I didn't feel like I had any good way of making these decisions. And one thing is just to get multiple people weighing in on something. That can be useful. But then the best thing really is you want multiple people who have differing opinions but are the best representatives of that opinion. So what I'd really like to see is, the best representative of the pro-antidepressant side and the best representative of the anti, and maybe there's somebody in the middle, and maybe sometimes some synthesis is the right answer or some third way is the right answer. But these two things are so powerful together of getting different positions on something and then getting the best representatives of the different positions. Because if we don't get the different positions, And it's not our field, it's just we can be taken in by anything. Something can seem to make sense, but we just have no idea what else is going on. And if we compare opinions and we expose ourselves to different opinions, but the opinions aren't the best arguments or the most thoughtful opinions within the field, then it's a mess too, because it's like, let's say you're trying to make sense of predictions of climate catastrophe. And then you have somebody who's really savvy among those who don't think that we're going to have a climate catastrophe, say people like me. And then you hear from somebody who does, but they're just a total crank, or it's just your uncle or something like that, and they don't know anything. You're not going to have a good idea. The more impressive argument, even if a position is wrong, and I don't think my position is wrong, but even if it was, it's very easy to get taken in by a better formulated, seemingly more thoughtful argument for a wrong position sometimes than a really crappy argument for the position that ends up being right. So I have this desire, and which is very, very hard to fulfill on the internet, of when I'm exploring some issue or trying to understand some issue that's really crucial to my life, but that's also complex and confusing, I have this desire of, I want to know the best arguments for each position, for all the different positions. And then usually what I find is when I can do that, and that's hard, nothing gives it to us now, but if I learn a subject in depth, then I can do it over time. When I can get that kind of juxtaposition, I find that often I see, one of these positions is really stronger. Like they consistently make some arguments and that other position doesn't have an answer for it. But without combining this combination of different perspectives and then the best arguments or the most thoughtful arguments for different perspectives, it's very hard to get. So what I've been thinking about is, how can I get this in my own life? How can I get this more in my own life? Because there are a lot of issues that I want to learn more about, make better decisions about, improve my life in, or at least be more informed about if some of them are political issues as a citizen. And what I'm dealing with is the fact that I have an infinite internet, and somewhere on that internet, in some very, very small place, are those super thoughtful arguments, and then on different from different perspectives. And like, how do I get those? Now, I mentioned the second opinion is a valuable device. Another valuable device, which is sort of used on the internet, but not nearly enough, is recommendation. And in particular, the best way I know of finding thoughtful content is from somebody that I consider thoughtful. So the best way I know of finding thoughtful content is from somebody that I consider thoughtful. And you just think in your mind right now, maybe you've met people over time, or maybe there's some public intellectuals you think of, and think of, okay, if I had 20 people, like who would be the 20 people where I'm consistently interested in what they recommend? And it could be in their field, or maybe they're just a more generally thoughtful person. And you think, wow, I would really like to know what those people think about things. Well, guess what? Some of you in my audience, I'm sure, are very thoughtful people. I might flatter myself by saying that, but I have very good reason to think this is true based on some of my interactions. And I'm super interested in, what do you think are the most thoughtful pieces of content? And here's the way I'm going to frame the question, which is, what do you think is truly great content on a certain subject? And what I've done is I've created a survey on SurveyMonkey, and there's an easy URL to get to it. So it's tinyurl.com/trulygreatcontent, tinyurl.com/trulygreatcontent. And what I'm doing here is it's just a very simple survey, and you can actually do it you can do it as many times as you want. It's anonymous, and you can do it for any subject you're interested in. I would love it if you did it for more than one subject, but here's how it goes. So, what subject do you have strong content recommendations for? And that might be startups, relationships, fitness, philosophy. Just think of any subject however you want to define it. It can be broad, it can be narrow. And then question number two is, what content would you recommend as truly great about this subject? So it could be anything. It could be a book, an article, a video, and you can put in, ideally, you would put in a URL so I could just go to it and share it easily with other people. But if that's too inconvenient, just say, oh, do this. So for me, I might say if the subject might be starting a business or something like that. And I'm a huge fan of Sam Ovens' course, Startup Accelerator. In terms of someone starting a business, I highly, highly recommend that they take that. I wish I had known about that when I started my business. So I might put, okay, my recommendation would be Startup Accelerator. And I know Sam Ovens was asked the other day on one of his videos, hey, what would you recommend? And so he's put things like Amazon's letters to shareholders from, say, 97 to the present, and then Made in America by Sam Walton. But the key is that we want what you would recommend as truly great. And I'm relying on your own standards here, but I'm only giving you five deliberately because I want to know, okay, on a subject that you care about, what do you think is truly great? And my hypothesis here is that if I can get even just a pretty small pool of listeners or friends to start recommending things as truly great, I'm going to get some things that are really, really illuminating. And here's the thing. There's a very, very non-even distribution of value of content. Really, if I take the 50 most valuable things I've ever consumed, those are probably worth more than everything after that, however many thousands of or tens of thousands of things I've consumed. So there's always something that's just gold in a field, and I want that. Or you can imagine Warren Buffett on investing. I forget what the numbers are, but he'll just always say, there are two chapters of Benjamin Graham's The Intelligent Investor to read. Now I'm embarrassed. I have not reread those chapters since I saw that, but that's what I want. And what I'm hoping to do with these recommendations is just get this gold. So we're going to mine for gold. The internet doesn't give us a good way of getting gold. The gold you have to pan for in an ocean of junk, even on existing platforms where you follow decent people. So what I want is I want you to help me mine for gold content by taking stuff that you think is truly great. Now, the next part of the survey is, and I'm not even sure you have to do all of it, but if you have any other recommendations, you can add them. And then there's a question, when is the last time you shared any of these recommendations with someone? So I'm curious about how often you recommend stuff, because I feel like thoughtful people don't recommend stuff more. I'd like them to do it. And then how do you usually share recommendations? So there are some options, like do you do it in person and via text or via text or via email or whatever. Now, what am I going to do with these? The short answer is I haven't decided exactly, in part because I don't know how many of these I'm going to get, but I promise that I will share some portion of them with the audience of this show in a form that I intend to be valuable to you. So I can promise that generally. I can't promise much more because I haven't decided. Because first and foremost, selfishly, I just want to know, hey, for people that I have reason to think are thoughtful, what do they think is truly great content in different fields? And I really encourage you to fill out this survey more than once for different things. I didn't want to give, 10 topics to overwhelm you, but I hope you do more than one. But certainly if you have a field where that's the field you're expert in, particularly, I hope you do that. But even if you don't feel like you have expertise in anything, but you feel like, hey, I'm a pretty good judge of thinking and I found this stuff really clarifying myself, that would be very valuable. So that's what I wanted to cover today. My producer, Kelso, just made a note to me that I screwed up. I didn't screw up a name of a person this time. I screwed up the name of a course. I talked, I think, twice about Startup Accelerator, and I meant Consulting Accelerator. That's Sam Ovens' course. In part, I think I said that because he has this thing called Consulting Accelerator, and I think anyone starting any startup should be familiar with it because he has very, very good recommendations on how to get a sense of any market. So sorry, Sam Ovens, about that, but hopefully this just serves to reinforce the value of that course, which, as I said, I am a big fan of. So once again, the link for the survey, which I really hope you fill out, is tinyurl.com/trulygreatcontent. And please share recommendations on as many subjects as you want. That's it for today's show. As always, if you have any questions, comments, love mail, or hate mail, email me at alex@alexepstein.com. If you want weekly updates on the program, go to humanflourishingproject.com to subscribe to our weekly updates. And to join the discussion, go to facebook.com/humanflourishingproject. Hope everyone has a great week. I will talk to you next week. Until then, I'm Alex Epstein. This has been the Human Flourishing Project.